This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The European Commission's contract with AstraZeneca to supply COVID-19 vaccines includes Britain, along with the EU, as places where the Anglo-Swedish drug maker should make its best effort to manufacture its vaccines for the EU. The contract is at the heart of a dispute over access to vaccines after AstraZeneca announced last week it would fall short of delivering promised vaccines to the EU by March because of production problems in Belgium. AstraZeneca has been making large quantities of its vaccine in Britain, but has said a contract it signed with the British government requires it to fulfill Britain's order before it can send doses manufactured there abroad, including to the EU. Swiss pharmaceuticals giant Novartis said Friday it had signed an initial agreement to help produce the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine against COVID-19 as countries scramble to boost supplies. In the U.S., the Biden administration is putting the focus on science as it outlines the next steps in fighting the virus pandemic. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
In the pandemic's early days, Donald Trump stood next to public health experts and repeatedly undermined their message. The Biden administration is starting briefings with just the experts.
And the scientists will speak independently.
Virus response team advisor Andy Slavin joined in a virtual news conference by new CDC chief Rochelle Walensky, whose agency is projecting a stunning death toll.
479,000 to 514,000 COVID-19 deaths will be reported by February 20th, 2021.
Up from 425,000 now. Dr. Anthony Fauci says there is reason to worry about the effect on existing vaccines from virus variants, particularly one from South Africa.